Today's daf is Masechet Brachot of Chaf Dalet. One of the common questions that impacts our daily tefillah, davening in general, is the question of the volume of our tefillah. Should we daven with a raised voice? Or could a person daven loud enough that somebody else can hear them? So our Gemara in Amud Beis has a statement, HaMashmiya Kolo B'tefilasa Reizim Mekatnei Amuna, a person who hears their voice while they're davening is Mekatnei Amuna. Sounds like they're raising their voice to a certain volume, and Rashi says here, they're raising their voice so much, kilo ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemea tefillah lacha shemagbiah harbeh. So he's a person is saying, he says, mikatnei amuna, not having enough amuna in Hashem, he can't hear you, so you have to go louder. So there's a criticism over people who daven louder. The parameters of this halacha are following in the lines of the Gemara, Amud Beis, Amar Rav Huna lo shana elo sheyachol lechavein eslibo belachash, avo ein yachol lechavein eslibo belachash mutter. The person should try to quiet their voice if they can. If not able to, then they can raise the voice a little bit. But this is only, says the Gemara, Hanimi Libiyachiro, Bitsibur Atu Limitzibur. A person should be careful. This is only when one is on an individual basis. The other place that the Gemara discusses this, halacha, is on Daflam et Aleph Amud Aleph, which is coming up in a few dapim, where the Gemara learns out many halachot relevant to tefillah from the tefillah of Chana. The Gemara there says from the pasuk, Chana hi medaberat aliba. Was in the Gemara learns, one of the listed halachot that they learn out is Mikansha Asulag be a kolo betfilaso. Not supposed to raise up your voice in tefillah. And the Gemara in Chaf Dalet, which is the parallel Gemara of today's daf, says that this person would be called a Navi Sheker. So again, we see these very negative attributes attached to a person who is raising their voice up to a level that is inappropriate for tefillah, perhaps because it's an emunah issue, or perhaps because it might be distracting to other people. The language of the Shulchan Aruch makes it very difficult for people to keep. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you're davening enough that you can hear yourself, but lemaisa, you're close to other people, then they're not supposed to hear it, but you're supposed to hear yourself. So how do you actually do this? They're going to hear you. So how do you do this? So the question might be, on what side is it better to compromise? Is it better to mumble to yourself so nobody can hear you, or to be makpid, to be strict, that you should make yourself hear what you're saying and try to keep it as private as you can? Yerushalmi Agav says that you should whisper. Use the language of whispering, which means you want it to be heard. It should be noted that the Zohar, Barshas Vayigash, learns that tefillah is supposed to actually be without sound at all. And that's why the Mekubalim bring down, not like the Shulchan Aruch, and this is quoted in the Ben Ish Chai, in the Chidah, in the Arizal, that tefillah actually shouldn't be heard at all. Whereas in the Rambam, the Rif, and the Shulchan Aruch, they all paskin that you should hear the words of the tefillah. And the other reason, we'll see in a minute, the other reason why it's mentioned to daven in a low voice, which is actually Gemara Masechet Sota. So the third Gemara was discussed. The Gemara there says Shalol Levayish Over Avera, because these people are admitting their Avera if people would do a vidui in the middle of their tefillah, and we don't want to embarrass them. So go to a lower voice, you won't hear the vidui that's being said. So this Gemara sounds like it shouldn't be heard even by the person next to you. The Bavli doesn't say how high or low, it just says Hamashmiya Kolo. The reason why the Mekubalim, quoting the Ben Ish Chai, they say this issue that tefillah is in such a high level, such a madrega, that you don't want the mekatrigim, you don't want these negative forces perhaps to grab the tefillah and to steal it away. So a person should daven in a way that your ears don't hear it. So this is very interesting, because the Ben Ish Chai usually goes, many others usually go according to Shulchan Aruch, but in this case they did not. So what should one do? What is the right approach? So there is a comment of the Shulchan Aruch Rav who says that this rule is only applicable outside of Dalet Amos, which means that if there is somebody standing next to you right in your vicinity, that's okay if they can hear. One of the proofs for this is the Medrash that says that when people would bow down, they would bow down Korim Mishtachavim Revachim. They had space of 4 Amos, and this is actually a time when they would do a vidui. So we see a proof to the Shulchan Aruch Rav that as long as you're saying it, you can hear it yourself, but the noise isn't going beyond Dalet Amos where you are, then that would be an appropriate way to do this. And the truth is, if the only issue of Mashmiya Kolo is the issue of people, the vidui, people don't do vidui in the Shmona Esrei anymore, so that issue falls by the wayside. So we have hard enough time nowadays making our davening meaningful. If it helps us with Kavana, that would be ideal to make sure that we can hear our own tefillah.